This sweater is so itchy.
Yeah.
I love this sweater. And I wore it my first time here. And the whole drive, I'm like, it's so itchy. And it's fine until I put on the coat. And then it hit onto my body. And I'm like, now I'm all just itches. It's just itches like, everywhere.
This is the worst.
I'm like pumping the gas. I'm like, looking great. And inside, I'm like dying. It's like a million centipedes crawling. Yeah, no, I'm okay. That. I'm fine. It's just whatever, man. Anyways,
what up, homies? It's your boy Steph. Today I'm with Ashley.
Hi.
And we are talking a Stanley Kubrick film from 1999, Eyes Wide Shut. Here's the thing. So this is my bad, guys.
I said a Christmas movie.
This is a Christmas movie.
And this is what he chose.
Okay, so we're doing the next couple of episodes. We're gonna do some Christmas movies because it's like, you know, December.
By the way, mine was Elf. Yeah. All right. So you know what kind of Christmas movie
may or may not be coming up. So here's the thing. The reason why I've always thought immediately when I think Christmas movies, I think Eyes Wide Shut. One, it takes place during Christmas.
Yeah.
But two, so this kind of, it's a little bit of a long story, but it kind of goes back to the first year me and my wife started hanging out.
Aww.
So this is probably 16 years ago. It was probably
18.
It's close to somewhere in there. And
it's 18.
The first Christmas we ever celebrated together, she got me the Stanley Kubrick collection.
Okay.
So I always talked about Stanley Kubrick. I was a big movie, you know, big movie guy. And she saw the Stanley Kubrick collection. She's like, oh, he's going to love
it. What a good gift.
It was a great gift. And Eyes Wide Shut was in there. That Christmas, that like December and January, I watched all of the Stanley Kubrick movies. So for whatever reason, Stanley Kubrick, Christmas and Stanley Kubrick are kind of synonymous because of that. It's like a weird, like every time I think of Stanley Kubrick, I think of winter and Christmas.
Because of that.
And it, of course, it just so happens that this movie takes place during Christmas.
There's
something about it. It's like, I think that's what makes it look so pretty is the movie is lit by Christmas lights. And it's very colorful.
And by trees. And by the snow is outside. And it makes it ominous. And
I like that. That's one thing I love about the movie. So here's the thing. A true fucking story. I've watched this movie probably once a year, pretty much at Christmas time, because of that. It's a weird thing. And it's just this weird thing that I do. I just watch Eyes Wide Shut for some reason. Which, again, makes me think of Christmas. But for whatever reason, I didn't remember how much like nudity and sex was in this movie.
Make his sister watch
I didn't start watching it until lunch today at work. So I'm like, I'll watch the first hour during lunch and then I'll watch like the last hour when I get off.
It's like a 3 hour movie.
Yeah, which I didn't remember that either.
Holy.
I always thought it was only like under, I thought it was under two.
All the 90s movies are always under two.
I know. That's
so for that to be a long movie, I went, oh.
I was like, oh, I felt like it was like, like an hour 40 for some reason. I'm like two and a, and I wasn't until I went to start watching. I was like, this is 2.5 hours. What the fuck?
Yeah.
So that was my bad. But I was probably like 10 minutes in and I immediately stopped it and called you to be like, hey, did you watch that movie yet? We can like switch it.
Was that when you called me earlier?
Yeah, I called you there.
Yeah.
So I was going to be like, hey, if you didn't watch that movie yet, I mean, we could totally switch.
No, I watched it a long time ago.
My bad.
I watched it days ago.
So I apologize. So here's the thing. I will say, though, the reason why I like this movie, aside from all the Christmas stuff and everything that I already said, I like all the stuff that has nothing to do with that. Do you know what I mean? I like all the mysterious, like, the whole cult thing, I mean, we're in a non-spoiler section, so we won't get into too much, but I like everything that's not that. You see what I'm saying? That's what I like about the movie. So anyway, so what did you think?
So this is my first time seeing this movie.
Okay.
They're a good looking couple. I've never really seen them that young like that before.
So they were married at this point too.
Okay. So one of my questions was going to be, did they meet before this or during this?
Yeah. So they were married before this.
Okay.
This was a movie that like, so he hired them like, oh, Kim and Cruz, they're a married couple already.
Okay.
And a lot of people gave the movie shit because it was like, they have no chemistry. And it's kind of true. Like, they really don't.
They don't.
And it's like, you could think like, oh, maybe that's on purpose. But like, there's a particular scene in this movie where Tom Cruise and this girl have so much chemistry that I'm like, oh my God, like that's who they should have cast as a wife. Like, but
yeah. So there's only the one scene, and it's, I don't think it's the first sex scene between them, but like they're sitting on the bed and the way he just grabs her and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I get it in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're right. But I don't, I think it's supposed to be like that. I think it's supposed to be spaced out because that's what the whole movie's about, is about them just being a dysfunctional, which they coming off. Like I'm picturing like me and my boyfriend doing that and then not having chemistry. It's like, that's where the whole movie's just sex. I'm like, that's hard.
Yeah, it's true.
Which means you have to be a better, because I can pretend to like you. I do it as a job, as a server every day. I flirt with men for money all day. That's easy. But it's me pretending like, don't smile when they come in the room. Act completely shut down.
Yeah.
It's like, that's hard. I don't even know. Like, that takes a lot more acting, you know, than faking it, in my opinion. Because, like, Brad and Angelina had it in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, which they did have the chemistry to begin with.
So much chemistry. But it's just... But that's where they met. Yeah, they met on that movie.
But it's just, but it's just that is actors as... I feel like actors could fake that as well.
Sure. And I agree with that. And I will say that there was actually a point in this movie, and it's pretty early on, so it's not really spoiling anything, and it has to do with Nick Nightingale, the pianist.
Yeah.
And when he... So he walks into the bar... And Nick Nightingale's doing, like, his last, like, and he's like, all right, thank you, everybody.
Yeah, this is the bassist's name. Yeah.
And he is so dry. Like, the acting is so, like, kind of bad that I'm like, is that the point? Is that, like, what they're going
for? Well, that's how I would have introduced everybody. Right. Why would
you? It's true.
But I am very monotone. That's the issue. Is I would have, and I think about that sometimes when I'm teaching my paint nights because I'm like, I really got to put some life in my voice. Because imagine just me for 2 hours going, all right, we're going to draw a square. Yeah, perfect. Now draw a tri-. Like, it's just.
Yeah, you're literally the teacher from Ferris Bueller.
Bueller. Literally, Bueller. That's me for 2 hours. But people keep returning and I make good money, man. So whatever, right? But it's like, I could just picture me being like, all right, guys, this is the bassist. Yeah. You know, my name is Ashley. Thank you for coming out.
But even that has some character. There's something about that has some character. Whereas he goes out as
well. Oh, I think they are absolutely terrible actors together.
Yeah.
Every time they're ever together, they make me want to vomit.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like how me and you would have been like, hey, do you want a drink, bro? It's and you'd realistic. Be like, yeah, man. Yeah. Like, I could see...
Yeah, it's almost weird.
I don't want to use the word energy because now we kind of use it as like a sex thing.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. It's like when you see a friend you haven't seen in a long buddy, I'm like, whole, like even my voice would be like, what? Like, oh my God. Like my voice would go all over.
And that's just it. So it's like, so there's that moment where he sees him at the party. So before the bar scene, and he's like Nick Nightingale, and he's like, oh, Bill. I haven't
seen you since university, right? You know? Like,
and they do this like weird, like kind of hug, and they're walking away. And I'm like, if he didn't see him at the bar later, I would assume those two guys fucking hated each other. And it was just like, I went to school with this guy. I got to say hi.
I do that every day in my life. And I'm like, oh, you, hey.
How's it going?
I like hug them. Like, how you doing, man? Yeah, call me. And then inside I'm like,
fuck, it's like, I'm never going to call that fucking
please
guy.
Please don't ever call me.
Right? So that's what it kind of felt like, that weird like, and then even him being like, all right, I gotta get the fuck out. But like, so
I definitely feel like Tom has bad acting in this movie.
Yeah, and he's
I honestly feel charming
normally that it's like I know he could be charming. So, and then like I said, there's a scene later in the movie, like really late in the movie.
I think I know exactly what scene. If this not the same scene we're talking about, it's gonna blow my mind.
It's like, yeah, I'll just say he talks to a girl near the end, and it's like, and him and this girl have so much fucking chemistry and they're literally just standing
there. Is it
there.
In the kitchen?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel that too.
And it's just like,
I knew exactly what character.
I'm like, first of all, who the fuck is this girl? She's only in the one scene for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like,
and then the whole scene is weird after that. And it's
because
like,
of what,
yeah, the revelation, it's like, holy, right? We'll talk just, about that later. Yeah,
we'll talk about this.
So, yeah, this movie sucked. It was horrible. Yeah, for sure.
You never watch it again? Ever?
No. All right. No. And it was funny, eh? Because, like, you got to picture me talking to Dale because I'm sitting on the couch and I go, yeah. And he goes, what is it this week? And I go, Elf and Eyes Wide Shut. And he goes, all right. He's like, I don't know if it's spoilers. Can we talk about the church yet or not?
Yeah, I don't see. Okay, so.
It's like the first, like.
It's definitely halfway through the movie. So that's. So they do something really interesting where it's like, you meet a bunch of characters in the first bit, and then there's a big scene in the middle, which is what you're talking about, and then they meet the same characters again in the back half, but it's like after the
thing. It's like comparing the church scene with Elf, and he's like what? I'm like, yeah, I don't know what's going on, bro. Yeah, I just found like the ending didn't hold up. I feel like the whole movie was a drag, and I was expecting a good ending and it didn't happen, and just everything about, I don't know, just there was nothing in the movie where I went, oh, I really like that.
See, so going back to, again, I was...
Like even the church scene is a big, giant scene, and I...
You're just like,
oh. I could just let it go. Like, it didn't...
That's what you're saying.
It didn't affect me. I didn't like it. I didn't care for it.
There's something about it, so it also going back...
I'm also a woman.
I'm just kidding. And here's the thing, right? Because you could definitely say it's a movie about a bunch of like horny dudes, right?
Yeah.
Like, but at the same time, I would say that it's very like a very man movie, except for the fact that Nicole Kidman has this like monologue pretty early in the movie, and it's one of my favorite scenes where she pretty much kind of tells him like, "Do you think fucking you're the only one who likes sex? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?" Like,
yeah, like she has like 8, and I'm like, holy
right?
fuck.
She has the one that's, I think it's the scene where, so she's like laying in bed, and he like comes up, and they're smoking weed, which I gotta throw it out there. They hide their weed in a Band-Aid container.
Very smart.
I was thinking of all the fucking places. That's the worst. Like, if I was a little kid, because I'm assuming you're hiding from a little kid.
Oh, I guess.
That's the one thing I could Band-Aid treat myself. Container. Yeah, like,
yeah, I'm
like,
I
need a Band-Aid. Like, I
my
can treat
favorite
that.
Is like moms putting like popsicles in frozen vegetable bags. Yeah. She's like, my kids would never open
that's
them.
Just that makes sense to me. Like, don't put it in the fucking ice cream container.
Man, that's a great point. I guess a pill container
would make sense.
Would make more sense than a Band-Aid container.
Kids not
going to
go in the pill container. Yeah.
It's that makes sense. Thanks for ruining that.
Sorry, but like,
that whole scene was dumb too, and I'm like, ugh.
See, but I like that scene because they smoke weed, and that's like, I'm like, whatever. But then she like has
how fast she switches. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
I think it's great. It goes on for just long enough where I'm like, she deserves a fucking Oscar for this scene. This is really good. So, but then it also I also have to point out, it just so happens that at the same time when me and Melissa started hanging out, which was several years ago.
Did you guys put weed in Band-Aid containers?
No, God, no. I've never. we just had it on the table like everybody else. No. No.
Yeah. Have my drug dealer's house.
Yeah. I just got them in my pockets. I don't know.
Duh.
Well, I was also just getting into like filming things and stuff.
Okay.
And this movie is, as a film, very, very beautiful. I think it's filmed so...
I didn't really look at the film too much.
There's just so many scenes where I'm just like, wow, that looks amazing. Like, going back to the jazz bar, every table has that giant light bulb. I love it. It makes no fucking sense. If you're going to eat something on this table, it's like, what the fuck is this giant round ball here? It's terrible.
That's taking up half of the table.
It's pretty much, there's no point in the table except to have a giant bulb on it. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
But it looks fantastic. It does look cool. Lighting Nick Nightingale in a way that kind of makes it look like a horror movie. Like, you put the flashlight under your chin, and it's like, I love it. I think it looks fantastic. So it's just stuff like that where I'm like, oh my God, like,
okay.
This is Stanley Kubrick at his, like, this was his last movie. He died right after filming it. He, like, filmed it, and then they edited it, and he showed a final cut to Warner Brothers. They signed off, and then he died, like, 2 days later.
Whoa.
Yeah, he, like...
Natural causes?
Heart attack, yeah. So it was, 1999.
That money.
Right?
What the fuck?
I don't know. He died doing something.
He was like, and then a check came in, and then just dead.
Yeah, and his kids are like,
now his kids are like,
yeah, making it rain.
That's horrible. That is terrible.
That's actually
terrible. Sorry. But 2 days later, wow.
Yeah.
That means his body really held out.
Yeah,
and
it was meant to happen. It was like, as soon as he got the check mark, I'll release, like, everything's off my shoulders. And then, you know, that's like a...
That was him going to Vegas going, finally, bitches! And all the hookers and drugs and liquor and, yeah, heart attack my fucking ass.
Yeah, really.
That's what I would do. but, yeah, this movie was pretty terrible. Okay. Yeah, I always say, older movies don't resonate very well.
But it's not that old. And that's
just, it's not that old.
But it's filmed like an old movie.
You're right.
I will give you that.
It's not
because
that old.
This movie
right.
came out the same year as Fight Club. Think about it like that. Like,
oh, it did, 1999.
Yeah, so really think about that. Like, it's not old. Like, Pulp Fiction came out 6 years before this movie. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not an old movie.
Yeah, they just made it that way.
The way he filmed it was intentionally like that. And then even the acting is intentionally
like that. But you needed the higher grade, more sleek cameras for Fight Club. Because that's meant to be more of a dream sequence, and that's the purpose.
Right. But that's,
while this is more of a story in a way.
Yeah. So he made this movie. So Stanley Kubrick made this movie in the 80s, I want to say. It could have been the 70s, called Barry Lyndon. It's a great flick. I believe it's a revolutionary war movie. It's a war movie either way. It's like one of those fucking, no, because it has, it, I don't fucking know. Anyway, it's a fucking war movie either way, from like the 1800s or whatever. But I want to say the French Revolution. Doesn't fucking matter. That movie didn't work because of how slow it was. And it came out at a time when Hollywood stopped being like slow and started getting quick. You know what I mean? Like, you look at movies in the 90s and everything's super fast and super actiony and super like glitzy and glammy. And blah. Whereas like before that, everything was very like patient.
Well, Pulp Fiction is...
Right? It's very blah, da, da.
Yeah.
Right? And Stanley Kubrick, a lot of people say, never really recovered from... Like, he never, like, learned how to... Because he was really...
Dazed and Confused, that must have been 80s.
That was 91. So you think it's...
But it's very slow, right? Very...
But it's still kind of glitzy and stuff. It's still, like,
so I kind of see what you're saying.
So, like...
He never got out of it.
There's a lot of directors who, like, made a lot of great movies in the 70s, 60s, 80s, and then they never really recovered after that. It was just like a... They never, like, learned how to make movies the new way. You know what I'm saying? Like, George Romero is a great example of that, where, like, he makes, like, Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, and then 28 Days Later comes out, and then like Dawn of the Dead remake comes out, and the zombies are fucking running and they're fast. And then he goes to make
28 Days Later is an amazing movie, bro. Movie, that's a shopping mall.
Yeah.
That's a sick movie.
Oh no, that's Dawn of the Dead. Dawn of the Dead.
Dawn of the Dead.
That's a
sick good movie. It's a great movie. No, 28 Days Later. I think that was a TV. No, that was the movie where the guy wakes up in the hospital gown.
Yeah.
I only watched the beginning of it. I never actually finished it.
It's good. It's a fucking intense.
I have nothing bad to say. I just didn't finish it.
The movie's
Dawn
intense.
Of the Dead, that movie with Phil Dunphy.
Yeah, with Phil Dunphy, which is fucking like...
Now that I see him now, I'm like, it's weird.
I remember when I was talking to a friend of ours. And
Phil Board instead of a billboard.
Right? We were talking about... Me and Derek were talking about Dawn of the Dead, and... we were like, oh yeah, Phil Dunphy's in it. He's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, but he's such an asshole. And he's like, what? it's like you can't like see. You can only see.
Yeah, but I saw him as Phil Dunphy first.
See, I saw him as the asshole in Dawn of the Dead.
But... Yeah. No. That's what I mean. I saw him as Dawn of the Dead first.
Right.
And so that was already in my head. And then I saw him as Phil Dunphy. And then like, I watched Dawn of the Dead again. I went, oh yeah. But like, I already knew he was like a womanizing piece of shit. I already knew that. Yeah. But yeah, it's weird seeing him. Because he was meant for that dad role.
Oh, he was that born was his... to play Phil Dunphy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like... Just the magician. And like he is... ruff, ruff. Like that whole character is amazing.
Oh, the great snoozy. Is it great snoozini? Is that what they call him? Oh. When he does sleep magic where he wakes up in the middle of the night and he's like sleepwalking and he does the great... That's so funny.
One of my favorite things whenever he goes... Pharrell Williams ripped off my song. And he was on YouTube and he made a song with like 38 views. Like, and if you're snappy, come on. If you're happy, he's like, wear your snaps. And if you're snappy, and it's the song just snapping. He's like, you don't think you ripped that off? And she's like, no. I love him.
But anyway, but like it's a great, if you look at like the old Dawn of the Dead and the new Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah,
that's a
I
great
understand
way,
completely.
Right?
Where it's because like, it's a whole different storyline though, because
it's really the same story. It's a group of people in a mall, but like the but new Dawn of the Dead is so fast, it's so like intense.
But that's the issue though, is you can stay in a cabin with the old ones and just shoot them off and you can hold them out. While the new ones, you can't do that. You have to actually make a plan. Like they got out of the mall. With the truck, like, you have to have a plan.
Yeah.
If we've seen Walking Dead, we've seen that, where it's like sometimes they just sit in a city
for
a whole season because they can. But then they leave and it's...
Where it's like those, yeah, where it's like, so I Whereas like Romero goes to make a slow zombie movie after Dawn of the Dead remake.
But you can't.
And it doesn't work anymore. It's like,
I'm not interested.
Now we've seen.
I'm not interested. I want to see Dawn of the Dead ones.
So I think, I do think that Stanley Kubrick, even though I do think Full Metal Jacket does succeed, I think he makes Full Metal Jacket. That movie's great.
I love Full Metal Jacket.
Like, he can make a fucking great, intense movie.
I didn't know they stocked shit that high. I love that movie. That's a good movie. Right. We just watched that movie. Yeah, I love that movie. That's a good movie.
So, okay. But anyways, I'm going to talk about something else later. Remind me of the tickets. Sorry, the mystery movie. We're going to go on Monday.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was watching a movie today. I'm like, I fucking know what movie we're going to go see. Go ahead. We'll talk about it. I think. I don't know for sure.
Don't say that.
You want me to tell you what I think?
Yeah, are you keeping this in the video?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, so on Monday.
Okay.
I got this email in our cinema for no reason. Says, "Hey, paid $8.99. You get a movie ticket, but here's the catch: you don't know what movie you're seeing."
Yeah, it's a mystery. So movie,
you just show up, and I thought, and I was talking to my friend about it, and I'm like, "But movies spend $20 million. I don't understand how you're going to make your money back, which means they think it's going to fail at the box office."
Yeah.
It's the only thing I'm thinking of, because that way they'll get the $8.99 per ticket and they'll force people to see it.
Yeah.
See, am I wrong?
I don't think so. I think so. They do this sometimes where it's like...
By the way, I know you guys don't know what time this is. Gladiator is out.
Yeah.
Wicked is out.
So
all the big movies are out.
We are recording this on Friday. I'm going to release this episode next Tuesday, Wednesday.
So we're only a few days behind. Yeah. Okay.
So whatever's out right now is pretty much
Either way, we're Canadian, right? So Gladiator and Wicked just got released.
Yeah, Moana 2, stuff like that.
Moana 2, yeah.
So, but yeah, big mystery. So sometimes they do this in like California and stuff where it's like, go see a mystery movie. And then it's a movie that's coming out in like a month or two. And it's like a way to, it's like an audience like
you want to see your reactions.
Yeah, and they like ask you questions sometimes, like, "Hey, like, what'd you think?" But what they do stuff like that, right? Like a secret.
Isn't the Terrifier 3?
Okay, no,
because I heard the opening to that movie is, and I've never seen any of them.
Okay.
I gotta see them.
I saw the first two actually during Halloween, and I'm like, the first one I really enjoyed. Weirdly, the second one I couldn't get into. So
I don't think it could be a Halloween movie.
I don't think it's gonna be either.
Because it's December.
I think it's gonna be a Christmas movie.
Get the fudge out of here.
I think it has to be, right? Why would you...
Taylor Swift Eras Tour number 2?
No, I can't tell you now. I can't tell you now because I don't want to ruin it if it is.
Why are you going to ruin it for me?
Because if it is, it'd be fucking funny if it is. Okay.
Just tell me.
Okay. I was watching...
You are really upset you're going to tell me.
The next episode... So after this one is Elf. We're going to do Elf.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm fucking positive it's Elf.
But it says a new release.
Does it say new release?
Yes.
I double checked it after. I'm like, because it's like, what would you show that's a Christmas movie, but you don't want anybody to know?
And I'm like, no.
I have a funny feeling it's going
to
be
I thought it was a... That's why I wanted to do it, was because it was a new release that wasn't released yet.
See, I thought so too.
A sneak preview of an upcoming new film.
Oh, perfect. Okay, good. Okay, I was reading it like it wasn't. Okay, good.
I hope so. Would love to see Elf in the movie theater. Yeah. I would die.
I thought, and I'm like... Oh, that would be a great movie to...
Yeah, no, it just says an upcoming new film for $8.99. But it doesn't say anything else of when it's going to come out. It just says it's in 2D.
Yeah.
You can't see it. It's not 3D.
I saw 2D. It's at 7 p.m. That's all I know. So, who knows? We'll figure it. We'll go see it. That'd be fun. I'm excited.
By the way, our dad is banging downstairs if you hear that. You know,
that's important, actually. We should probably say that. There's Christmas music in the background, I think.
So my dad wanted to do a Christmas party, which is a great idea. So and then he offered at Steven's house for it.
So, I mean, I technically offered, but I house is larger. I think it's good.
Then you can kick everybody out at the time you want. Right?
I love parties. I would much rather this than partying somewhere else. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I
don't, though, because I can leave any time. Just ditch.
I see what you're saying.
I leave all the time. I'm like, bye.
Yeah, I...
I'm peopled out.
Yeah, I don't drink and drive. I'm like, what? And you don't drink, really, at all.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like...
I guess that makes sense.
I like to party, and I don't like to drink and drive. So, if I'm... Like, and so if I'm partying, I feel bad because my wife has to drive me home.
I don't think Mel would care about
it. No, she
wouldn't.
Yeah,
I don't think she
would. And the other way around, where it's like, I feel bad that she thinks... You know what I mean? Like... But anyway, so...
We are so freaking off topic.
Yeah. Anyway, so you know, maybe we should fucking talk about what the movie's about. I don't think we even discussed it.
Oh, I guess.
I mean, it's hard to really talk about, though. It's just about...
Let's go into spoilers, and then we can at least talk about the movie.
Okay, well, before we go into spoilers, we'll just do a brief synopsis.
Did you see my light? Yeah, you thought for sure. Flash?
Yeah, your chair...
Okay, go ahead.
She's sitting in a chair, and it went back.
She looked like my chair leans so far back.
she thought for sure she was going over.
We're not in a normal spot. Steve has like an L couch, and I sit in the corner with my pillow and blankets and snacks.
It's like, no, but today this we're time
I'm
room.
In a computer chair where I can't move.
Because the Christmas party's being set up.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, anyways, go ahead. Spot, but... Explain what you can.
Okay, so what it's about is Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman play a married couple, and he's a doctor, and she's she says what she is. I don't fucking remember, though. She works.
Think she had a job.
She doesn't. She's just she got. I want to say she got fired or she quit or something. But she was talking to the Hungarian guy in the opening bit, and he's like in the opening scene, and he's like, "What do you do?" And she's like, "I'm in." I feel like I don't remember. I don't fucking remember. But anyway, she says it, and he's like, "Ooh, I have friends in that field. I could get you a job." So she's in between jobs. Either way, now it's not important. What is important is. The two of them flirt with like other people at this party in the opening scene, and they have this argument about like trust. It's very much a movie about trust and whether or not you would cheat on your spouse. Cause Tom Cruise is like, I know you won't cheat on me. So like fucking,
they're very dysfunctional.
Yeah. Where it's, and then she tells them that like, oh, I totally,
well, I actually would have if this guy wanted me.
If this guy asked me to, I totally would.
Like, what a horrible thing to say, by the way.
Right. And then the whole
my
movie
relationship
is him,
would never be the same.
Right. And that's it. So like she says that, she tells a story about, yeah, like she met this guy and she's like, straight up, if he asked me to, I would have left you. And they have a kid. She's like, I would have left the kid. I don't give a fuck. Like, and this like story demolishes his ego. Like, and that's what the whole movie's about, is like him kind of trying to figure out, like, I don't know, get his ego back, I guess.
Yeah, so he's like flirting with women or doing crazy shit.
Yeah, and every
just to like make just, himself feel better, I guess.
Yeah, 1,000%. So that's what the movie's about. But and it takes place during Christmas, so you know.
There's like three Christmas trees.
Anyway, you want to run and rate it? Maybe out of 10.
Not the worst movie. I watched it in one go.
Right.
And
it's 2.5 hours. That's saying something.
The issue is I like Nicole Kidman. I don't like them in this movie, but I like them both as people, as actors, as people. I don't know them. yet.
Oh, I will. Yet. Yeah, we will.
One day this will blow up and they'll be like, those people.
My people.
Yeah, literally. The one that sounds like she smokes a lot. I want to meet her. I don't know. Maybe a 4, 5.
Okay.
Maybe so a 4. Let's go to 4.
I'm going to give it like a 7.
Holy crap.
I think it's beautiful. I watch it once a year. Beautiful. I like it. I think it's a beautiful movie. I would have, if you would have asked me before I watched it today, I probably would have given it an 8. But there is a lot of like nudity and sex and stuff right off the bat where I'm like, oh my God, I got so awkward out by it. I was like, oh fuck. This is a bad choice, Steve. This is a bad choice.
My ex and I's first date was on No Strings Attached. Okay. The whole movie is just Ashton and her just having sex the whole time.
Oh boy.
This is a wild first date movie.
It's like, the only thing worse than that was if you brought like your parents or something to a movie like that. You're like, oh fuck. Oh fuck.
Definitely not.
Yeah. Anyway, next to spoilers.
Yeah, and then I held up the clothes and I went, these are cute. What the fuck is organic cotton?
I said the what is organic?
You'll hear me say it. I'm like, what does organic cotton mean?
Yeah, like in case you want to eat it. This is all organically grown. What the fuck are you talking about? Organic cotton.
Because it's not picked by a human being? Is that what makes it not organic?
I don't think so. Organic? Is it bio? Like, is it like, does that mean it like?
Buddy, I will Google it.
Okay.
Let me take a sip.
Because I know organic food is like no pesticides, right? Is that what that?
Which might be that too. But like, might be mean that there's not forcing it to grow.
Oh, maybe.
I don't understand why it matters for clothes.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Is that why my clothes are so itchy?
Maybe.
It's non-organic. We can go ahead.
All right. Spoilers!
Spoilers! That was a long one, eh?
That was a good one.
Thank you. I'm happy you like it.
I gotta throw it out there. Tom Cruise might be an actor that has, like, the fucking best filmography. Like,
I haven't seen many of his movies, but I know he's a brag-worthy kind of guy.
Like, every movie that he's in, like, he isn't in that many movies. Like, he's in a lot of movies, but, like you're like, oh, well, I could think of, like, 20 movies where he's amazing. It's like, that's his filmography. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, it's not like he's in a lot of shitty movies. It's like, every movie, it's like, all right, like, fucking Top Gun, Dazed and Confused, Risky Business, Cocktail, like, The Outsiders, that's his fucking real filmography. You know what I mean? There's really nothing in between that's, like, just shit. Like, Collateral, he's amazing. Fucking Magnolia, he's spectacular. Like, so he had a great run for a bit there. And he still does. He still, I mean, he's pretty much only doing Mission Impossible movies now, but, like, he's still fucking great.
Sorry, let's teach the listeners. What's the difference between cotton and organic cotton? Organic cotton is grown without pesticides.
Oh, so I was right. Okay.
Is grown from natural seeds, while cotton is made from genetically modified. I did not know that.
Okay.
Water usage. Organic requires less water to grow. Harvesting, it is hand-picked, while regular cotton is often picked by a machine. I thought the opposite.
Yeah, me too.
It's funny. Weed control. They are hand-hoed. I guess maybe they use machines for regular. There's a lot of difference. There's a lot of difference. Less likely to cause skin irritation. That's why they use it for baby clothes. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because they're so itchy. You don't want what I'm wearing. They would cry. Okay. Anyways, I was just curious. So.
Okay.
Yeah, Top Gun. I watched it the one time. I remember that stupid love scene. This piano in this movie, I hated it.
Oh, that doom 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 doom. You're not a fan?
I'm gonna die if I heard it, and it happened all the time. And it's like that thing in Kill Bill where it goes wee wee, and you're like, yeah. Buddy, please stop using that. Like, it drove me nuts. Yeah, I did watch a couple of Tom Cruise movies. I haven't seen the bigger ones. I need to watch more. But I respect him as an actor. I think he's really put a dent in the movie.
Yeah, yeah, no, his filmography is fucking amazing.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah. But I know what they are. I might not have seen them, but I trust everybody else because everyone's obsessed with all the movies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So.
No, he's good. And that's the thing, he's charming as fuck. In every movie, he's super charming. The Color of Money, he is so charming.
He's really, like, sweet and laughy. Like, he's...
Yeah.
I love the one with him and James Corden where they go skydiving.
Oh, that's
it was
like,
just him being so naturally, like, excited to not sit on a couch and answer questions. And he's like, can we go? Like, you could see the excitement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I remember him and Katie was a big deal. I remember that. Kate.
Yeah, Kate.
I remember that.
I Kate Holmes. Hudson, but it's not it. Yeah, Katie Kate Holmes. Katie Holmes, thank you.
I remember that. So I kind of know about him. Not 100%, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I follow her more. Not really, though. Like,
same, she's amazing, too, yeah.
Exact same, though. Like, yeah. I respect her filmography, but I haven't seen a lot, but I know them.
She's amazing. Let's talk about... So now that we're in fucking spoilers, let's talk about that scene with the girl. So it's the very end when he finds out... So
he's looking for...
Domino.
Domino, that's her name.
So, okay, they do something really interesting, like I was saying, where this movie is pretty much you meet... Like a handful of characters once, and then the whole orgy thing happens in the middle, and then you meet all those characters again, but it's after the orgy thing, and, like, he's all suspicious of everybody, and, like, everything's changed over the course of 2 days.
He never met Domino's roommate.
No, but he met Domino, and that's the point.
That night.
So he goes to Domino, and then I just fucking bitch slapped my microphone. I just fucking pimp slapped
it. At least
it.
I know you can bite the microphone. That's good.
Sorry, guys. It fucking blew out your ears. No. So he meets... So we could even say that's not even necessarily that he goes to... he meets characters. Maybe he just goes to different places. So he goes to... Domino's, not the pizza joint.
Yeah, we got it.
The apartment.
Her apartment.
Yep. And then he goes to the bar, the jazz bar, yeah, which is in a hotel. And then he goes to the costume shop because of, you know.
Yeah, he needs the costume. Right? And then he goes to the house.
And then he goes to the house. And then the whole orgy thing happens. And then he goes back to the house after that.
Yeah.
And then he goes back to the costume shop. So it's backwards now. He goes back to the costume shop.
Back to the jazz bar.
Back to the jazz bar.
He's not there.
No, and the hotel clerk was like, oh, yeah, no, I just saw two huge guys like carry him out. And then he goes back to Domino's house. And then she's kind of dying. And then it even goes even further because the first scene is the party and the girl ODs.
But that was the guy's house he ends up at the end.
Yeah, so it even goes even further. So he goes to the house, party. And then he goes upstairs and the girl ODs, right? And the guy whose party it is like, buddy, I need your fucking help. Like, this girl ODed. Okay. And then so after Domino's, he goes to see her. And she's dead now because she died of a drug overdose. But so she was the one that got him out of the party, though. He was right about to get killed. And she was like, so she recognized him. And then he goes to Buddy's house after that. So it's almost like it's kind of a cool, like, backwards forwards thing.
I never thought of that. That's pretty cool.
Right?
Because, like, there's a part where I could not for the life of me figure out who she was. When was I supposed to know?
So at the very end when he's talking to him. Because I knew because I've seen it a couple of times, but you really don't know.
And I'm looking at her face and I'm like, who the fudge is this chick?
Yeah.
Could not think about it. And then he's like, well, you said it to her. You said she was going to OD.
Yeah.
You said it to her. We were upstairs.
And that's when you're supposed to be like, oh, I get it.
Oh, got it.
Because here's the thing. I think you're supposed to think it's Domino. I think that's the point.
Personally, I did not think Domino at all.
Because that's what I thought when I first saw it. I remember thinking like, oh, obviously it's Domino. Like, it's that prostitute. He was super nice to her. You know what I mean? And he was like, I figured it was her. But it also makes sense that it would be the girl.
Not think Domino at all.
Okay.
Yeah. That whole scene with the costume guy and his daughter.
Weird, right? So it's kind of weird at first. It's even weirder the second time when you're like, wait, are you pimping your daughter out, bro?
Like, he's like, we came to an agreement. And it's like.
Because what makes it so fucking weird is he's so mad at her. For like, because she's like banging two older guys.
Yeah. And he's that are, first off, makeup, clothes, and everything. Yeah, and the second time you see them, it's like they're completely businessmen.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and
you're like, okay. Like, this is not what I was expecting.
Right, right. So, okay.
Yeah, she looks like Jodie Foster. I couldn't get it out of my head.
It's like Lily Sobieski is the
girl. Could not get her out of my head.
She was really big for a second there in like the 90s or the 2000s, but I haven't seen her in anything in a while. But, okay.
He finally said it first.
Do you want to talk about the church scene?
Yeah, sure.
All right. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I love the idea of it. Like, not the orgy thing, but I like the idea. Like, he shows up to a party. It's kind of ominous.
Where he's like, if you don't think I'm going to go to this party.
Yeah, it's like, the fuck, bro? Like, you just got to tell me an address. I already got the password. Like, and I love the fact that there was, because they're like, what's the second password? And there wasn't actually.
Like, it must have slipped my mind. And they were like, that's how we knew.
Yeah, it's like there is no password. We just made that up on the spot.
But you knew there was no other password because you didn't have it written down.
Yeah.
So it's like you should have just assumed there was no other password. But what I thought was happening was they gave some people a different password. And that's how you know he got in.
And that's right. And I was thinking the same thing.
So it's like the workers, the servers, the pianists, the
musicians,
use this password. And then the actual cult people will use this password. That way, no matter what he says.
Right. And so I apologize. I totally fucked a step on your toes. I interrupted you. But that would actually make a lot of sense. Like, when somebody gives you that password, those are the people that need to be blindfolded. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and like that would make a lot of sense.
But that's why he's signaled out, because he's standing alone. It's like, how did you find him in a hooded robe with everybody else was wearing with all masks? Yeah. How did you get him? And it's like, because he said a password that he shouldn't have.
Right.
Because he's not a worker. That made sense to me, where it's like, we only gave that password to the pianist.
Yeah.
Which means that's how I know the pianist got him in without him knowing. And that's why we knew that he was guilty. And then he goes, yeah, we found this in your pocket. And I'm like, what? Like, is it like a cheating wife, bro? Right? Like, I thought it was going to be a lot more clever than that.
Do you think they killed the pianist and the girl?
Oh, no.
Because the guy's very like,
No, I don't think so.
We just sent him back to his wife.
I think so, too.
And she's a fucking addict. She OD'd. Like, she already OD'd fucking 2 days
ago. She already OD'd before. Absolutely. I believe
the,
that.
The level of coincidence is high.
Yeah. You know what? It's whenever he says it. Whenever he's like,
he does make it like,
when he's like, buddy, he's in Seattle. And he did say,
I
left my family in Seattle. Because I can see them saying, you made your money, go.
Yeah, get the
like,
fuck out
here's your
here.
Money, yeah. Get the fuck out of here. And I can see them doing that because they need him to shut his mouth.
Yeah, definitely.
And then there's the chick, and it's like, man, like, obviously my guys fucking had their ways with her, but they would have anyways.
Yeah.
And then she took her own drugs because she made the money. That's not my issue.
Yeah.
I can see that. Which brings up the whole, like, take me instead. Like, it's a little dramatic.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why I thought maybe if it was them, I wouldn't be surprised.
It's almost like that it needs to be theatrical,
like,
though.
It's pretty brutal. And he's like, it was just a show. Like, bullshit, bro.
Yeah.
Also, him showing up in a taxi did not help his case.
No, not at all.
I think not showing up in a taxi, but letting it sit there.
Chill there, yeah.
That's what...
And there's a moment, too, when he's like... I think he probably just, like, just...
Sorry. No, I know. It's the chair. It's a fucking chair.
But even him just like wandering the party, I bet he stands out. Like he's just fucking stands
I
out.
I don't think so.
Because there's a moment, it might be my favorite moment of that scene, when he's standing there and then it like slowly zooms in on two people in the balcony and they just slowly turn their heads to him.
Oh.
It's like, I bet they just fuck. And it's one of those things where I'm like, I bet $1 million that's the doctor.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely. Yeah,
and like being like, oh, what the fuck? Who the fuck is this guy? Like,
yeah, I think the only time that it's a little iffy for me, I don't remember how he got out of the scene. I can't really explain the scene though without like being like gross. So he's walking through the rooms and he's seeing like all the different acts or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was one and it's like girl on girl and a guy on girl and whatever. And it's a big circle table and he's standing there. But somebody approaches him. I think it's that chick.
It's the same chick.
Approaches him from behind.
And she's like, but, get the fuck out of here, bro. What are you doing? Yeah.
But why I'm thrown off by that is because he's standing there. But if you look behind him, there's people sitting in the chairs. But they're like slouched over. And they're all slouched on top of each other. And they're all kind of like hooked, intermingled. So it's like you can see everyone is so relaxed and calm.
Yeah.
They have their person.
Oh, they're probably drugged up too.
Right.
Like,
while
so
he
high.
Though is standing. Yeah. It's like, but you're standing in the middle of the, you're not leaning against a bookshelf. No. Like you're standing in the middle of the room. It's like,
yeah.
I can see him being
out of place.
I could see him being out of place for that reason, not being in it, not sitting at the table staring. I can see them looking at him going, but yeah, for them to pinpoint him in the very beginning, it's like, okay, like I don't know. And then she saw him.
Yeah,
how, come on.
I hear you. No, I hear you.
Like some of it's getting kind of
I got it.
I don't know. I think if I don't know, because she had no idea that he even knew the pianist either, because I was gonna say at least because he said
they were at the same party. And maybe they could have, maybe it's, and they were only together for 2 seconds.
I guess.
Hey, how's it going, brother? And then another guy walked up and was like, hey, Mr. Nightingale, I need to talk to you. And then they walked away. So it's like, maybe that
because
was...
he said the password right in front of the doorway.
Yeah.
So even if she heard that, which she didn't because she's sitting on a floor with a guy, whatever, doing the little smoky thing and the dingy. But even if she heard the password, then she could have known, oh, he knows that password. But that wasn't even the whole twist. I thought that was the twist. I don't know. Yeah, and then him going back to Domino was fucking weird. Like, go back to your wife, bro. Like,
yeah, and then even her, because and it turns out she has, like, HIV.
Yeah, what was the point of that?
I don't know.
Like, and then they didn't sleep together because she thinks he has.
I don't think so. I don't, because she... After she tells him, she's like, so can I make you some coffee? And he was like, don't get the fuck out of here. And she's like, okay, fine. But like...
Because she says, you were really nice to her.
Yeah.
I heard you were really nice to her.
And I bet, obviously, and if they talked about him, she must know that they didn't sleep together. And
stuff, oh, so like, how cool is that? Just be like, man, yeah, he didn't sleep with me and he also paid my hour, right? And it's like, and it's all because you didn't sleep with her because you got a phone call. Like,
well, from, yeah, and his wife.
This whole relationship like, is so sleet. The whole relationship is him trying to cheat on his wife.
Right? The whole movie.
The whole movie from the beginning, like, before she even told him, I would have left you.
Yeah.
The two chicks at the party.
The only reason why I think not is only because I think he definitely could have banged those two girls and he
absolutely
didn't. And it wasn't until she told him the story that he's like, I'm going to fucking bang everybody. And then every single time he does it, he's like, I can't do it.
Something like, happens every time. Yeah,
every time.
It's like, I really...
I'm sorry, I keep fucking interrupting you. I completely forgot about the other woman. Her dad dies, and he goes to her house, and she like starts making out.
Yeah!
What the fuck is that about?
And she's like, I love you, I love you. And he's like, Your dad just died. And she's like, yeah, but I love you. It's like, what?
And then her husband comes home. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But then, and they do the quick little. Yeah, like, I was just macking on this guy. But yeah, and then he calls her first because he's trying to fuck her.
Yeah.
And then the husband picks up.
And he's like,
the fiance.
Right. Yeah.
And then he hangs up.
Yeah.
And that was the first phone call he made was to her. Yeah, the whole movie is him just trying to cheat on his wife.
And he doesn't end up doing it.
And then the very last sentence is like, what should we do now? And she's like, fuck. I'm like, you're okay. Fucking annoying, bro. Like, this whole movie just...
I like the movie. The more I talk about it, the more I'm like, I actually really like this movie. But, like, I could see 1,000... I'm telling you, I was, like, 10 minutes deep, and I'm like, I gotta call Ashley. I gotta cancel this shit, like, yesterday.
Yeah. Which, I was in an old folks home, teaching my... painting event. No, you were already way too late. I watched it 3 days in a row.
Sometimes we do that where we leave it to the last second. I was like, I'm hoping Ashley left it to the last
second. I always leave the last second. No, I left Elf in the last second because I've seen it. And this is a true story. I woke up really, really early to go for a run this morning. And I'm going to go outside. I'm going to go right on the path near here. It's like my one of my favorite trails. I'm going to go there. I woke up and I looked at my phone.
Sorry, my dad's nailing shit into my wall.
I know. Don't be so excited for the story, Dad. It's not that exciting. I woke up and it was -7 and I just turned off my alarm, went right back to bed. Yeah.
Fuck that.
It's like -7. And Dylan's like, that is the most white person thing of all time. Seeing -7 and going, yep, sounds good to me. Just putting on gloves and earmuffs and headphones. I'm like, Dylan, I physically don't think my headphones would work.
Yeah,
no. I think because I'm out there for 45 minutes.
Yeah,
I don't think my headphones would physically be okay in -10, but colder because I'm running.
Yeah, no, it's fuck like, that. It was so cold today,
and it's all open by your path. There's no trees anywhere. No. It's all open.
Yeah.
It's like I'm running beside water the whole time.
It'd be so fucking cold. It's like... Yeah, it's so cold outside that I was like, fuck it, I'm going in the hot tub tonight. And I went to open it and put chemicals in it, but there was like a water level. Like the last time I was in it, I must have like fucking, like, I was like, okay, I'm going to put some water in it. So I went to go put some water in it and my hose was frozen. I was like, fuck. So I had to like unhook the hose and put it like downstairs, but all the water was still in it frozen. So I had to like thaw it out. I had to like, it was the fucking worst.
Rubbing your hands together with the hose in the middle, whole hose.
This is the fucking worst.
Not worth it after that.
Made it work.
You went in the hot tub?
No, not yet. I'm going to, for tonight.
Oh, yeah. I wish you would have told me. I would have brought a little bathing suit.
Oh, fuck. I was there.
Yeah, I did say I have plans. I'm not going to go.
No?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just, every time I just thought about this movie, it hurt me more and more because none of it brought me back in.
That's what you're saying.
Like, I understand the whole, ooh, it's all, mysterious.
I thought you might like the mystery aspect.
I honestly, pretty interesting.
Okay.
But I don't think the ending result was what I wanted.
So what did you want? I'm very curious.
I have no idea.
Something.
I just think whenever the church scene happened, I think that was it for me. I think my whole mind just kind of went.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, it was just not worth it for me. You're right, though. What would have been the end? I definitely think they need to leave each other.
Yeah, you definitely think that's the end of their relationship.
That's what should happen.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, she wants to obviously fuck people. He wants to. Like, just... Okay. Who's the first guy? Who's the guy that she was flirting with?
Oh, the Hungarian guy? I don't know. He must just be some...
We never found
some
out.
Some millionaire, yeah. Some dude that was at the party, yeah.
Knock, knock. We do not have someone knocking at the door, I swear to God. Yeah. We're just ignoring, just talking. Some Amazon delivery driver like, hello!
Yeah. It's freezing out here.
Yeah, literally. It's minus seven.
We yell at the door like, it's too cold. Just leave the package.
Just leave it, man. Leave it.
I know. I actually had to ice my steps this morning, too. And I'm like, this is the fucking worst.
Buddy, I put canvases outside and I went back in to collect the rest. And by the time I put them in my car, they were literally frozen. Jesus, I could feel all the crispiness of my canvas. I'm like, holy boogers. I know.
It's so funny. We're such wusses, though.
We only got snow like twice in like February last year.
I know. So, like, so last...
I'm a puss.
Oh.
With the cold. If it's anything less than zero, I'm out.
That's it. So, it's literally, like, negative, I think, five or six right now. In Saskatchewan, it's negative 20. They had a snow day the other day.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm like... So, when I think about, like, how cold it is here, I'm like, fuck that. There's no fucking way.
Yeah.
Like,
right now, it's negative three. Yeah, that's pretty disgusting. How do you, like, get out to pump gas and stuff?
Yeah.
Ew.
Like, it's...
I've only been there
once in February. Only once. And as soon as you get out of the car, the inside of your nose freezes. Stuff
ew.
Like that. You're like, it's fucking cold. And they have to plug in their cars at night. They have like heaters on their in their like batteries. So they plug it in at night because it'll freeze and the car will start.
Schmuckers.
It's fucking crazy.
Because I've only had it where it was like negative 30. And the water in your eyes freezes and it cuts your eyes. And I had to go to work because I was management at Wendy's.
Oof.
And I know, so I had to go to work. I didn't have a choice. My staff didn't show up. Obviously, it was just me.
Yeah.
But I had to, yeah. I remember that. I remember being that cold. Yeah, that's... but it comes to a point where you're so cold that you're not even that cold. Because your whole body is immediately numb.
Like, your body's almost going into shock.
Literally. And it doesn't matter. You could put as many... I'm very lucky in my life. I understand I am, but I have a leather jacket.
Yeah.
Nothing gets, like, I'm warm. In that coat, I'm good. Yeah. Anyways, we're off topic again.
Yeah.
But it's fucking cold, guys. We're weenies. Yeah. I suck at being Canadian.
Me too.
Buddy, I'm a Florida girl. Just get me over there. I don't sweat. Get me over there, man. Yeah, I'll never watch it again. I'm happy that I watched it. I love Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah.
I really respect Stanley Kubrick. He's had really good hits. This is not one of them.
I do think it's very funny, actually. It's just Kismet. It's just like, coincidentally, the way I've been releasing the podcasts, this will be the third Stanley Kubrick movie in a row.
Really?
Yeah.
So, you just released The Shining.
I did The Shining last week, and then Doctor Strangelove was the week before that.
It was.
Unless it might have been the week before that. But either way.
The Shining, pretty I saw fucking you close. Release The Shining.
Yeah, Shining.
With, can't remember who it was. What
oh,
it was
versus Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, which fuck that movie too.
Uh-huh. And the only reason why I picked that, because it was between like three movies. It was the only one that had snow in it. So I'd pick The Shining.
Like, you picked the creepy one for December. Anyways, I guess we'll let you know what movie we get on Monday.
Yeah, really though. So,
we still have no idea.
So next week we're going to do Elf. We're going to release Elf. That's going to be fun. I'd like to say we will have an answer to the movie, but we're going to record Elf right after fucking this.
We won't
actually have an answer. We'll have an answer in the next
You'll have an answer after Elf. Yeah whatever that is. Yeah.
I'm excited though. What do you think it's going to be? I'm very curious.
I don't even know what's coming out.
I don't really know either. The only thing.
Smile 2 was the only one with trailers and I saw like Don't Let Go.
Oh yeah. I think that's already been out though. Same with Smile 2 has been out already too.
Yeah, I watched it.
I know, but I'm just saying, if it's an upcoming movie, I think it's after that, right? I have a funny feeling it's going to be something big. Like,
well, I'm saying when I watched Smile 2, I'm talking about the trailers and Smile 2.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't really remember too much, but it's December. I can't see them releasing.
I don't think it's going to be a horror movie. I think it's going to be like, I have a funny feeling it's going to be an animated movie. I don't know, though. I don't know.
Oh, I really liked that big giant one. The nature robot one.
Oh, the wild robot. Whatever.
That was such a cute movie.
Yeah, I've only heard it was really sad.
I really liked that movie. Go watch a wild robot. That was really cute with little animals and a little robot. Yeah, that's the one my niece was like, you have to take me. I said, okay. And she just cried the whole time. Yeah, but I'm an adult, so I didn't. I only cried once, okay? Everyone get off my ass. Yeah, but she's a puss. Yeah, but your wife is really sensitive. I could see her crying. Yeah, it was really sad. But I'm pretty good at holding it in. If I was alone, I'd be waterworks. But no, I'd be like the adult because my niece was there and I'm all tough.
Focus.
Right?
Stone.
And then there was the one scene and I'm like, she's like, are you crying? Like, a little bit.
You fucking cried.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up. To 13. You're just whack. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't even have a guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't even want to look at a list. Yeah. I just want to, and we luck out that we will watch anything.
Yeah.
We lucked out, whether it's a documentary, whether it's a mockumentary, whatever. It doesn't matter.
I'm excited.
I will watch.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be fun.
I really hope it's a nature documentary with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
What is that? Is that a muskrat? He makes me laugh like,
dude, him saying that horse is crip walking is one of the funniest
things. Holy shit, I need to put that in a video, cuz. That so horse is crip walking.
So fucking funny.
Kevin Hart's like, you're putting it in a video. Holy shit.
An actual Olympic correspondent. Funny. Anyway. All right, I'm done. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. I'm out.
Bye. 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 Bye.